Adam, we saw obviously another good day from Devontae today. He talked to us yesterday about all the improvements he's made with sleeping and nutrition, all the things you've talked about. I was curious, who's pushed him to get him to this point? Is it that some of you and Sean, has Kenny Stills sort of taken him under his wing at all?
I think it's a combination of Sean during the season putting a really good plan together for him with, you know, the strength staff with Paloka, all that crew, Wayne, Mary Ellen. It was a lot of people trying to help point him in the right direction. But at the end of the day, he has to do it, you know, day in, day out when he's outside the building. And I think he just gravitated to it and stuck with his plan that was made for him during the season. And then once the season ended, he really just carried it on his own. And it's evident that he started working on things a lot earlier than probably what he's ever done or he's been able to do. So it's really paid off for him. You know, you see a different guy out there every day. I mean, he's not a different guy every day, but the consistency of compared to what we saw last spring. I mean, he is constantly moving as fast as you've seen him on game day. I mean, he really treats every day like it's a game.
Adam, what did you learn about Devontae Parker now that maybe you didn't know when you first got him?
You know, it's hard to say. I guess I felt like I had a really good insight being on being in Chicago. He was a guy that we were looking at hard. And trying to figure out what was the best move for us to make, you know, when we were picking, you know, seventh. And, you know, we had the luxury of having two guys on our staff that had been with them. One was Mike Rowe, who's our wide receivers coach, and then Clint Hurt, who's at Louisville with them as well. So I feel like I was giving a lot of information before ever being here. And then, you know, once I came down here, I was able to talk to both those guys, and Clint had a lot of really helpful, you know, things to tell me to, you know what to look out for to help Devontae and to understand kind of how he saw things, how he operated in college, and when he did well, you know, if he ever did struggle, how he got over the hump. And I think that was really helpful because we were able to relay a lot of that information to, you know, with Sean and Ben and Clyde, so we could really try to get ahead of things and try to help him get to where he wants to get.
Adam, how have you seen his relationship with Ryan evolve and grow since the end of last season through this offseason?
It seems like the longer, you know, we get to do this and we are all together, you know, every day in meetings and, you know, practice, it's just a communication. When you come in here to watch film, guys talking to each other, given reasons why they did certain things, what they'd be thinking if a different coverage would come up on certain concepts. It's just that constant talking that goes on, and that's really all you want to have happen is you give them an outline of what you're looking for, and you let those guys really take it to the next level and kind of make it their own. You know, you don't want to just say, hey, this is what it is and live with it. We really just try to give them that framework and let those guys take it from there.
Have you been around similar wide receivers, young wide receivers at Devontae Parker in the past? And what this year gives you the confidence that he's going to be closer to that potential?
Yeah, it's strange just being with Demarius and Decker when they were rookies. You know, I was coaching wide receivers. I saw a lot of the same kind of the way that his path has gone. It was very similar to those guys. There was injuries early in their career, fought through some ups and downs. And, you know, once they kind of figured it out, you know, they just found ways to get better every day. And I see him doing the same thing. He goes out there with a purpose, and every day we watch the film and we see a guy getting better.
Adam, this time of year with no pads, how do you determine run defense progress or success?
Well, we won't really know until till we get pads on and we actually start playing some preseason games and the regular season. I mean, you try to look at it the best you can as far as run fits and, you know, running into the football and just that consistency that you're looking for in the defense. And, you know, everything looks good when we're in non-pads right now. And, you know, we just need to carry our techniques and our fits to training camp. And then when we get in a game, we just need to, you know, take the next step and do it in games.
What was your reaction when it came over the headset to you that Bees had taken over the
entire? I was standing right in the middle of it. I started seeing all this something flying around. I didn't know what was going on, and then, you know, a couple guys were freaking out. So I was like, I guess it's the Bees.
And then you call the play. You had Devontae running straight into it. He made the catch. Impressive.
Yeah, we were just trying to score a touchdown, so he had to run through a couple Bees. It was gonna be all right.
Any stings off? It's a serious question. Any treatment you?
I don't think so. Has not been reported to me.
You feel you guys are adequately prepared now if that happens in a game?
We'll be ready for that.
Adam, where do you think Jakeem stands as a receiver now that we're near the end of the offseason bargain? We've seen some nice catches like today, some drops as well.
I think he's made some huge strides throughout the spring. I know we kind of were trying to figure out what was the best spot for him. We're just trying to get him to play as fast as he could. And he's done a really good job of diving into the playbook, you can tell when a guy spends extra time, because some of the little mistakes that you would see as a rookie, you don't see as much anymore. And he makes some really good plays. You know, it just comes down to consistency and just consistently making those catches, not only the hard ones, but it's those easy ones that can get you sometimes as a wide receiver where you think you got it and next thing you know, you have an easy drop and that kind of creeps in your head. So, you know, when he has those days where he doesn't have anything on the ground and he's in the right spots and, you know, he knows he did everything right, those are the days you just want to try to keep building off of and see if you can get 2, 3, 4 in a row to where you can, you know, really start making some leaps.
So far, what are you saying out there, rookie Isaiah Boyd?
I mean, when you're a young guy, you're just trying to fight to get better. Get as many reps as you can. That's why we try to keep the reps fairly balanced, because, you know, we don't want to just throw those guys out there for a couple reps and hope they get better. Like, we gotta let them do it. We gotta let them prove it. And, you know, all those young guys they're all fighting for some spot to stay alive. And when we get to training camp, it's gonna be the same thing. And then the reps are going to start changing, so you got to make all these count in the spring, because this is when you're really learning, because when you get in the preseason game, that's where it's going to really count for you.
Adam, Andre Grant was talking about his offseason regimen yesterday, and he mentioned MMA and things along those lines, physical training, physical therapy. Do you have a preference of what you want guys to do as far as are you taxing your body too much, or MMA is too dangerous, or any limits?
You know, these guys, that's their livelihood. Is their body. I mean, I don't know if I'm really the poster boy for health by any means. And those guys do a lot more study in what people realize of what's the best thing to do for their bodies physically, what they're putting into their bodies. They know that's how you make your money. And that's how, you know, longevity occurs. And we happen to have, you know, the guy he probably legitimately is the poster boy for doing it right for a long period of time and making everybody else feel like he's 38 and he looks like he's 26 and goes harder and longer than most of the players that we have that are actually 25, 24. And, you know, him coming here was probably a great thing for him to see Cam every day and kind of see what he does, and then taking whatever he was doing to the next level. And, you know, he's saw every day that there's proof of if you do it right, you can play for a very long time in this league.
As it relates to Cam, what did you guys learn last year in all your research about snap totals versus performance?
trying to throw the first five games in my face there. I mean, I made a mistake. You know, should have been playing him more early. We were trying to think long term. We were trying to think, let's get him the most important snaps during games. And when we were getting down, it really put us in a bad spot because we didn't want to stick him out there and all they're doing is pounding the football. You know, we wanted him in there when teams were passing it. We kept getting behind, and that was putting us at a disadvantage. And, you know, that's when we decided we have to make sure he's out there more. So that's kind of why we made that switch. We thought we were being smart and really kind of backfired on us, and we should have just really went with what we should have done was just let him play.
Adam, with Avery Young, incredibly talented guy, what led to bringing him in and how has he been?
Well, when we finished the season, we were trying to, figure out what direction did we really want to go with. You know, you start getting into discussion of body types, physical ability, what fits in outside zone. We want to be firmer in protection. So you're trying to figure out what's the best way to go about it. We did a lot of, talking through, at what point can't you run outside zone? And had some long discussions with Furster, Clyde, got with the personnel guys, kind of determined that, there's ways to find guys that are athletic enough, but at the same time that we're not having a group of guys that are 290 pounds. And, he was a guy that we felt like was worth us taking a chance on as far as working out. He did a good job. We brought him in, got him in the program early. And, I was, being with his brother in Chicago, that probably didn't hurt him at all. Because, I get that text. I trust that guy a lot. So, he's done a really good job for us. He's done everything we've asked him to do. And, he just, keeps finding ways to get better.
If he plays guard for you, how do you grade that level of athleticism that he has for that position and at his size?
Yeah, it's just you just want guys that can move well enough to get moving laterally. It's, it's really about angles for the most part. It's angles and effort. So, if guys really, you really strain, you really max out on the effort, more times than not, you're going to be able to do what we need you to do.